Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 87 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Yeah, New York City.
This what New York sound like. New York, the real New
York. Call right now. 800-223-9797. Did you already do that, Laura Styles?
Yes, we already did this list. We got Vision Fest tickets to give away.
Laura Jam back.
Let's go. We'll
peep this Rowdy Rebel. A Boogie Jada Kiss. You know what I mean? Off that Rowdy verse Rebel.
This what New York sound like.
Come to my block and see me, my
New York, what you thought? I'm always dressed up in designer. They reaching just
pretenders. My ex throwing shots, she's just like my ops. Always end up trying to spin blocks.
Spin blocks. Ebro, Laura Rosenberger. Oh. See, now we talking. It's Wednesday.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
We was talking yesterday, too.
Yeah, no, but now we talking. You know what I'm saying? It's a different type of talk when you get to Wednesday. People start, you know, because I asked y'all, do y'all start planning for y'all weekends? And y'all was like, nah, not really. You know, we'll see. Yeah. But by the next day, Wednesday? Hump day?
Yeah.
It's on.
Yeah,
it's on and popping now. Now we're talking different.
We're trying to figure it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we have
different type of talk. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, when I came in the building, somebody was like, "Yo, happy hump day."
See, different type. It's not the same as Tuesday, bro.
I was like, "Yo, you humping something?" They ain't say nothing. They got quiet.
It's people like you, Sean.
I was just asking.
It's people like you.
They didn't respond. They could have been like, "Hell yeah."
Because that's not what you say. Nobody says that, Johnny.
Yo, I was still that's tired, not a man. Thing, why are you talking to me about humping? I'm like, man, I just got here.
Johnny, that is like... not a thing. Johnny, stop, man. It's not a thing, bro.
All right. I mean,
nobody responds. And I'm sure people have, but it's just not a thing.
You don't just be like...
The response to Happy Hump Day is, yo, you humping something?
You
throwing
that
thing on, son?
That's all I wanted to know.
You grinding up? You winding up?
I mean, you
most people
we bumping
like,
uglies.
They be like, "Yeah, we almost there. Weekend's almost here." You see,
Laura,
teach you know
this savage.
That's the
we almost there.
Happy hump day. Why are we almost
teach
there?
Teach this ne'er do well. The proper etiquette. You know what I'm saying?
So don't don't start questioning them.
No,
Sean, yo, you backing specific. It up on somebody? That's what you doing?
That's what we doing out here. It's that day.
Yo, you got to relax, bro.
My bad,
you
got to
relax.
My bad.
Yo, it's time to get into a little Laura Never Loses shenanigans. Some shenanigans. You know what I mean? We got Omar and Jenna. Good morning, Jenna. Good morning, Omar. How art thou?
Good morning.
Morning, Jenna. All right. Where you headed? What you doing?
Going to work.
Yo, be safe out there, man. It's treacherous in these streets. I got smacked up yesterday.
Don't be like that.
Man.
Doing what?
I was in a car. Talk about it on the air. I was in the back of getting driven to an event. I wasn't even driving. I was a passenger.
Mm.
And got rear-ended by an 18-wheeler, fam.
What?
That's so crazy, bro.
Uh-uh. Wow.
Sounds nuts, right?
It definitely does.
It is nuts. We'll talk about it. So, Jenna, be careful. Omar was popping.
I was thinking about you.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you now. Shawnee was caught up in the vortex.
Word. That's crazy.
It's all good. It's all good. Good morning, guys.
Chilling, bro. How you? You being safe on these roads?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm at work right now. I'm a delivery driver, so, you know, I'm on the road all day.
Yeah, you got to be. You see a lot out here. You see a lot, lot.
Oh, yeah. You got a lot of crazy drivers.
Yeah. Yo, my situation yesterday. Yo, a sign. So there was a truck, like, you know those hauling trucks, but like a homemade Sanford and Son joint. You know what I'm saying? Where somebody just put like a bunch of junk in the back of a truck.
Yeah.
Was in front of us. And a whole metal sign came flying out the back of the truck. Right at us.
Dang.
And my driver came to, you know, like an abrupt slowdown, but not a full brake slam on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And because we're like watching the sign like twirl in the air towards our windshield.
Mm. That's a final destination.
Yeah, it was like that. And we was like, yo. You know that moment when you're driving in the car and you're like, you have time enough to be like, yo, like, right. What is happening right now? And so me and the driver's like, yo. But obviously we're talking to an inanimate object that's flying in the air. You know what I'm saying? There ain't nobody to talk to. So it comes to a slowdown and the sign hits the ground right in front of the car. And so we're like, oh, that was crazy. And so enough for us to be like, oh, that was crazy. As soon as we say, like, looked at each other like, yo, bow, semi, 18-wheeler right in the back of us.
18-wheeler.
Yeah, you know, one of them flatbed joints. Luckily, it didn't have any hauling material on the back.
Right.
So, and there was a stoplight prior to that, so he had just got going but couldn't, like, slow down fast enough.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? And boom. Blew us up in the back. The whole window blew out.
Wow.
Yeah, all of that. It was the driver of the car that was driving me had to go to the hospital.
Was it a big vehicle that you were in?
Yeah, I was in a Lincoln Navigator.
That helps.
Because
if you was in a regular sedan.
I love you.
Boy, yeah, if you was in a regular sedan and the glass blew out, then that's.
Yeah, nah. It was enough. I wasn't injured or nothing, luckily. You know what I'm saying? But it was one of those moments slow enough where I remember vividly, like, yo, we just got hit. And why is my head hitting the ceiling right now? Yo, this is crazy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we'll talk more about it, though. It was wild. Jenna, who you want to represent you? Yeah, Laura, let me tell you something. We're going to talk about that, too.
But I'm going with Laura.
I mean, that's the right thing to do now. The way the universe is looking out for me right now, I'm about to play the lotto again. I might hit it this week. You know what I'm saying? Either that or the universe is like, look.
You gotta be in it to win it.
You know what I'm saying? Or the universe is like, look, you done got all the wins you going to get, bruh. You know what I'm saying? So let Laura have it. We just let you live through an 18-wheel accident. Right, you good, bruh.
What else you want this week?
Yeah, what else you want this week? Simmer down now, bruh. Simmer down now, bruh. 60 Man. Seconds on the clock. Shani with the question. Let's play Laura Never Lose.
All right, here we go.
Ba-da-boo-da-boo-doo-bep.
All right, which rapper is going to be dropping
Ebro.
10? Ebro.
A rapper dropping 10 of something. Oof. I'm going to go with
1.
Diddy.
Incorrect. Which rapper is going to be dropping 10 mixtapes immediately?
10 mixtapes immediately? What?
3. Never heard of this.
2. Me either.
1. That would be Meek Melly. Meek Mill.
Word? Oh, I never even heard of this. Yo, let's go, Meek. Let's go.
10 mixtapes. Barbara Streisand had what kind of
Ebro.
Animal?
Laura.
Ebro.
Barbara Streisand had, didn't she have a llama?
Possibly, but incorrect.
No, I don't know.
Barbara Streisand had what kind of animal cloned twice?
Oh, this is so creepy. Her dog, I believe.
Her dog.
Never heard of that either.
Me neither. Yeah. That's nuts. Which mogul just signed on to provide?
Laura. What?
Which mogul just signed on to provide? Did he?
Incorrect. Which mogul just signed on to provide the Sacramento Kings with their champagne this season?
Let's go with
you can tie the game with this.
I know. Let's go
3.
Rick Ross.
Two. Incorrect. That would be 50,
50.
Cents.
Oh, 50. Oh,
yes,
man.
I saw that. 50.
I didn't see that. Laura wins. I didn't see none of this stuff.
The Meek Mill stuff. I was too busy.
I was too busy dancing with the devil. You know
Jenna,
what I'm
saying? You get the tickets, mama.
Jenna, you going to Laura Jam. This worked out perfect, though, Omar. Can I be honest?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sure, I'll be honest.
Enough of luck. You're good, man.
Yeah, nah. Thank you, brother. At Laura Jam, the dudes just hang out with me and Shawnee drinking beer, playing dice or something anyway.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Yo, Laura, you going to have the dice? You going to have the dice and cornhole section again?
But we might. We might. We might have to bring that back.
Shawnee, what was we doing? We was playing something. With
yeah, some type of something. We was out there. We was on the block because it's outside. But inside. Yeah. It's
but
nice.
It was definitely drinking. It was definitely drinking going on. And up. Me and Shawnee babysitting people's children.
Facts.
It was mad kids where we was at, too.
Mad kids.
Hang on, Jenna. We need some info on the way. Flashing lights. Laura Staffs.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, wow, Beyonce decided to remove a controversial sample. You know, people, as good as this Beyonce album is, I'm annoyed by all of this. Wow. But I'll let you know what now. Coming up, Flashing Lights.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Smash like that.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Wednesday and time for Laura's first Flashing Lights Report.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
All right, well, we talked about the drama that came out. You know, Khalees went on social media to express her thoughts on, you know, getting credit on Beyonce's album. People thought it was a collaboration, and Khalees said, no, nobody reached out to me. But the thing is, Khalees doesn't have copyrights to the record nor songwriting credit, so Beyonce didn't necessarily need to go through Khalees to get the sample cleared. But, you know, according to Khalees, it should have been an act of courtesy. Well, it seems like Beyonce's camp caught wind of all of the craziness, and they took the necessary steps to make, well, I don't know if it's make things right, but they were like, we're not dealing with this. So they removed Khalees' sample from the song Energy. So they did it on Tidal, but chances are Spotify and Apple Music will follow, you know, shortly. So that's it.
Well, like, now, right. Here's the interesting piece. When we first reported this, as soon as the album dropped, Khalees wasn't talking about no milkshake.
Yeah, well,
Khalees was talking about another song.
Get Along With You.
Not Milkshake. Get Along With You.
Get
Along With You.
And yeah, I was confused about that too, because people are now reporting that it's a Milkshake sample, but I'm like, I thought it was.
Well, so, and Khalees' reaction was to one of her fan pages, which she said was like, oh, cool, Beyonce and Khalees collaborated, which is what sent her into a tailspin. And she talking about the wrong song.
So, I mean, I'm confused.
And was what happened a not legal, or
no? I believe it was legal because Khalees doesn't, like we said, Khalees doesn't have the rights to that song. You know,
so it's just Tidal being like trying to do right by her. I'm confused.
Well, no, Tidal wouldn't do anything. Beyonce would have done it. Beyonce's camp would have done it.
Oh, and yes,
just
right.
Basically,
right.
You know what I mean? And then they, you know, maybe when this, by the time this reported, whatever their camp did only took, you know, effect on Tidal, and it hadn't taken effect on the other streaming platforms yet. But nonetheless, I haven't had time to go listen to the song. So to see if I hear any sonic difference. But
most
hey, Khalees, man, I know Khalees is like, why did I even say anything, bro? I already know. Right. She's like, yo, why did I even listen to social media? Because, you know, so she hadn't heard the song yet. I guarantee she hadn't heard the song. She just went off someone's report, because then how she got it wrong?
I don't know, but Beyonce.
And by the way, Milkshake, I think the story goes with Milkshake. Milkshake was written for Britney Spears, and she didn't want it. And Khalees took it and used it. And I don't know if that's because Khalees had did the demo version and worked on it, or it was just something that Pharrell and them gave to her. I don't know the backstory on it, but I know it was intended for Britney Spears.
Well, it looks like this stems from Khalees' beef with Pharrell.
Yeah, this ain't even got nothing to do with nobody but y'all. And now Beyonce all in it. And yeah. We got to hear about it. And we got to hear about things happening to a song that we can't even hear what happened. Because
right.
We didn't even know it was in there in the first place.
To the audience, but like, sounds good to me.
Yo,
sounds
man, hit an early button. That's an early button. It's an early bird button.
Congratulations.
Before we get to the segment.
Oh, my God. Well, that's
nobody even knows what's
report.
Going on here.
Time is 7:01. Today's a high of 89 degrees, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
I'm the only one that bumped my head, and we sound like everybody bumped their head. We don't know what's going on.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Yo, man. Is it luck or is it just, you know, is it just not your time? That's always the question when something crazy happens. You know what I mean? But when that something crazy happens, if you're not thankful that it didn't turn out worse than what it is, like if you're one of those people that was like, yeah, but, and it's like, yo, but you still got all your faculties, and you're not permanently injured, and you're not thankful, like, yo, somebody, somewhere, something, some energy ain't looking out, and you ain't thankful? Psh, bruh, you know what I got for you.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, yup, playing yourself, yup, playing yourself.
I don't play.
I didn't play myself, I was thankful yesterday. We got, I'm passenger in a SUV on my way to do a Apple Music thing, and a large sign flies out of the back of a junk hauling truck. Let's just call it. It was like a homemade junk hauling truck. Large metal sign flying at the windshield of the car that I'm in. Me and the driver, like, yeah, you know, those I described it about an hour ago. Those moments when you're in a car, you're like, yo, whoa, what is that? And you're seeing it happen, but you're like, everybody's in the car, like, hey, yo, what? And you come to a stop. Because we didn't want the metal sign flying through the windshield.
That's so crazy.
Literally, we both look at each other like, yo, that's wild. That dude doesn't even know that flew out the back of his truck.
Oof.
Bow! Rear-ended by 18-wheeler. Just like that. Blew the whole frame out the back door, window smash.
Wow.
Yo, I must have flew so, look, my head hit the ceiling.
Wow.
I had to put a Band-Aid on so I could put a hat on, but it's like a straight rug burn on my head.
Ouch.
That's a big.
But besides that, you didn't have anything else? Your back doesn't hurt? No,
no headaches. I felt great when I got out the car. You know, your adrenaline's pumping, and you feel like you just got into a fight. So I was waiting for, like, my adrenaline to go down and be like, oh, ow. But nah, man. I told you,
got to be careful because sometimes these things start popping up days later. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
I know. I had a medic come and they was, you know, feeling all my any pain here, vertebrae all down your legs. You feel fingers and toes and all in your eyes, eye holes, and looking at concussions and blood pressures and, you know, all of this here. The driver who was driving the car, this older dude, he's good, but his shoulder, he couldn't lift his shoulder. So I had to call 911. You know, I'm calling 911. I'm in traffic.
Nothing to worry about.
Right.
And I'm like, I got big kudos from 911, too. They were like, really? You're great at ripping. Yeah, 911 was like, you're doing great, sir. We need to know this. You know, because I called them. They picked up. I'm like, listen, we're on the corner of such and such. And this building's right here. Here's the address. Nobody's injured. Nobody's trapped in the car. You know, everybody. She was like, you are great at this, sir.
I was like, you want a job?
I was like, woohoo, let's go. Now, and then it dawned on me after I got off 911. How many times I've had to call 911 over injuries. Not to myself, but like, you know, hosting concerts, hosting events.
Right.
Fights, you know, people, all type of things, car accidents. When Issa was born and I'm under duress delivering a child and I'm like, yo. Oh,
spit out the details quick.
Yo, you learn how to get to it.
Just being a snitch generally, you know, just grabbing
the
phone.
Just being a general neighborhood. You know, honestly, I could say I've never actually called 911 in that scenario so far.
Right,
so far. But don't test me because I will.
Speed.
I know how to do it. I've shown
it. I'm nice. The 911 operator told me I'm nice. But anyway, saying all of this to say, listen, when something gets crazy for you, and last night when I was going to sleep, I was like, I probably shouldn't have smoked so much weed. Because now I'm paranoid. Am I supposed to be sleeping by myself? And what if I don't wake up in the morning? What's going on? Right. I probably shouldn't have smoked all that weed last night. But everything's all good, y'all. And, whew, yeah, it was one of those moments where if you don't reflect, like, life could have changed in that moment yesterday.
That's right.
If you don't stop and take stock every once in a while when crazy things happen, you got to get this button, man.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Be thankful, man.
The car that, the truck that was in front of you that the sign fell off of, did that car ever stop?
No, it didn't stop.
Didn't even realize that it caused
this huge accident. I was caught in a pickle. I almost went full Will Smith chasing a car through traffic to get the license plate.
Rerun from
what's
happening?
Or do I stay with the driver who's telling me his shoulder ain't working and call 911? Like, what? I was caught in a pickle. So I just stayed there and called 911. I was like,
so the dude just drove off?
He just drove off. But the sign that, you know, the company, I guess it was the company sign of the hauling, fell out of the truck.
Right.
So we had the phone number and everything in the company.
Oh,
anyway.
My God.
Oh, well, they hit the button again.
ID? Right.
Yeah, he left evidence at the
you
scene.
You played yourself.
Right.
Hit and running, you left ID behind? Like, what?
Does that even qualify as a hit and run? Like, when debris falls out of another truck?
I don't know if it's hit and run. It qualifies as something.
Right. It's something, because people got hurt.
You're not allowed to have stuff that's not properly secured in your truck,
right.
That's for sure.
Right.
And he may not have known, and they might not even be able to track which driver was on that road at that time.
Well, let me tell you something.
They might.
The way this truck looked, they wasn't tracking nothing. It was one of them Fred and Seth. Fred, it was an old, the truck was one of them hauling trucks where they have the wood panels to basically hold things inside the truck on the side. It wasn't even...
I hate when you see trucks carrying stuff like that in general driving down the road. I'm like, this doesn't look good.
This doesn't look like this. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it was a happy ending for me mostly.
Whew.
And you know what I mean? I was back on the radio the next day. We here. You know what I mean? But we're giving big thanks. Big thanks.
Gratitude is a
y'all could have been just tuning into a show today called In the Morning. That would have been it.
Facts. With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
In the morning. Glad you're okay.
Laura,
that's
what you got today? Yeah, nah.
So, we're glad you're okay, bro. So yesterday I saw this video floating around because it was actual footage of this, and it still makes you very emotional. But check this out, just so you can see how vile these people are. And I know it's Texas, and I know, but still. So an NRA charity planned to raffle off an AR-15 for charity at a Texas event. The family members of the children who were murdered in Uvalde showed up and protested. And you hear each one tell their testimony of how they don't have their children anymore. And it's like these AR-15s that they're raffling off so close, like any psychopath can just pick it up and have another, you know what I mean, another bloodbath. Even though AR-15s are all over Texas, families feel very passionate about an NRA charity just raffling it off. They protested and they went to the city council, and the group lost its site, right? The event's no longer happening. But when they were telling their stories and pleading, these, yo, I can't even curse. Do you know that people were snickering and laughing and making fun of them?
What?
That's how much scum these people are. Snickering and laughing at these people who are pleading because they all lost their children. They won't be able to see their children ever again. And you're watching this video, you just get so angry, fam. You get so angry.
If you want to add on to that anger, every single time there's a mass shooting, the victims' families of the mass shooting get attacked by the conspiracy, gun conspiracy theorists. Every time.
It's wild, fam. It's super wild.
Like, Shawnee,
do you know that? You ever
enough.
Heard this?
The victim's family?
So Sandy Correct. Hook, remember Sandy Hook? The tragedy up there, Sandy Hook? Those families have been getting attacked online and in real life, people coming to their homes, basically accusing them of lying about their
kids
getting
weren't
gunned
real.
Down.
It's fake. Your kids are still alive.
They were actors.
And ever since then, it's happened at all of them.
Wow.
So every time there's a mass shooting, this same group of people goes and attacks the victims' families. You talk about a special kind of hell?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Isn't that insane?
So they all get the button, but it's just a different type of button because I feel like, yo,
congratulations.
You just ship every single one of them to hell.
Oh, my God.
It's disgusting.
We don't cover the gun crazy enough on here, but I skipped this as a congrats, but there's a music festival down in Atlanta. It's called the Mid-Atlanta Music Festival. It's like rock music and, you know, it's been going on, I think, like 10 years.
Okay.
And, you know, when you go to a music festival, right, normally they're like, listen, you got to leave all your knives and whatever, got to leave it in the car. You can't bring it into the music festival. Well, this is down in Georgia, so... This music festival is run by Live Nation now, whatever. It's kind of like, you know, we don't allow on their website, you can't bring in knives and explosives and guns and into the music festival.
Right, right.
No big deal.
Okay.
Well, now the music festival's been canceled because gun rights people want to tell them that we should be able to bring our guns into the music festival. And they're like, you can't bring guns into a music festival. The thing went all the way to court. This one dude now has it because the music festival is now canceled because they're like, we're not going to allow, we don't care what the laws are. We can't allow guns into the music festival.
And of course, we're going to allow him to be able to take his gun in. So they're like,
well,
the law doesn't give,
I guess, space. If you're renting a space in Georgia,
you
can't change the laws of that space to your specific event.
So they had to cancel.
So basically, they're like, but what? But they've been doing this festival this way, but now this year, somebody wanted to complain. One person wanted to complain to make an example out of I should be able to take my gun in. So because the court can't say, we can't carve out you to have a specific law for this location to do this festival, you have to be able to allow guns, and somebody complained. Yo, my man, you complaining about guns at the music festival, and now you done ruined the music festival.
You played yourself.
So they had to cancel the whole festival.
So they canceled the whole festival because it's one dude, and the area where the festival was loses $10 million.
Wow.
Because all of the money and people who were going to come to the area to support the area where the music festival is, all the jobs, all the tourism, gone because your dumbass wanted to prove a point about a goddamn gun at a music festival.
Which makes no sense in the first
place. Congratulations. Wow. You played yourself.
Wow.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Quick,
wow.
That's crazy. Quick one to get in, speaking of gun madness. Shawnee and I were speaking about this before. A woman walked into a Brooklyn McDonald's to order some food. Mm-hmm. And when she gets her food, she sees that her French fries are cold. So she complains about having cold French fries. And the kids behind the counter take the fries back to the fryer, come back a second later, give her back the fries. She leaves. She finds out the fries are still cold. So she comes back, tells the kids, I asked you to give me hot fries. Why don't you give me hot fries? The kids kind of start snickering and laughing. The kids working at the McDonald's. And they're like, damn, you're really wilding out over some French fries. Meanwhile, this lady's on the phone with her son. Mm. And says, they're playing with me in this McDonald's. And she's like, I don't need to mess around with y'all. I have a son your age. Mm. So before she says anything else, the son already hangs up the phone and says, I'm coming down the block right now.
Uh-oh, this sounds like a ride or die.
Son, this is when keeping it real goes wrong. Son shows up and shoots one of the employees in the face.
Yo.
Wow.
Over cold French fries.
Yeah. Kills him, right?
I think kills.
I think he died.
So now, so.
Right, son's going
two
to jail.
Two lives lost.
Yeah.
And one is...
And mom sent you to jail over some fries.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
That's crazy.
She's trying to kind of skirt the blame and say she didn't know he was going to do that and she didn't want him to come down there.
Like, I didn't want him to do all
that. So why'd you tell him? Right. So why'd you tell him?
You knew what he was about.
You know your son.
And the reason you told him is because you knew he was going to come down there and try to scare somebody.
Right.
Because you done raised him to be, you raised him like this.
Right.
And he's also your fault.
You also knew he'd been arrested several times. Larceny, assault, theft.
Right.
You know he's capable.
You knew what it was.
Congratulations.
Terrible.
You played yourself.
Terrible, man. Terrible.
That's the biggest congrats.
Playing yourself, you're
people are dumb. And
the employee at the restaurant is, it says, clinging to life.
Mm.
So, crazy. God willing, we'll survive.
But. Yeah, this is at the McDonald's over there on Fulton Street by Restoration Plaza.
Mm.
In Bed-Stuy. Crazy.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Yo, that festival I was telling y'all about in Atlanta is called the Music Midtown Festival. And it features artists like Jack White, My Chemical Romance, Fall Out Boy. Future was on there. The music festival was founded in 1994. And because developments in the music festival circuit have underscored the impact of state laws, Atlanta's Music Midtown Festival, originally set for next month, was canceled Monday because of Georgia court ruling that prevented organizers from banning guns from festival grounds.
Mm. Millions and millions.
Millions of dollars lost, whole festival canceled.
Oh, wow.
All because of a pro-gun activist named Philip Evans.
Right. And he probably didn't even
One dude.
He probably didn't even like the music. Didn't even want to go. Just wanted to prove a point.
No. He was pissed because he tried to sue the Atlanta Botanical Gardens because he was escorted off premises for having a gun on him. And they was like, sir, you can't have your gun at the Botanical Gardens? Relax, fam.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So he's basically lashing out at everybody, and now the music festival's canceled.
Mm.
Moron. 97 minutes commercial-free cast one. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg.
President Rowling, RM, Wade. Whenever I find time, it's okay.
ATL.
It's a lot.
There's certain things that are too involved when I see people indulging in the gifts of planet Earth, you know, whether it's shrooms or herb or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not sure.
Some things, like for instance, I don't do the big giant weed contraption.
The bong?
You know, where there's, yeah, like, no, like in college, you know, the bong was cool. But now you'll see somebody with like a long pipe and a torch on the other end and a face mask on with
it's
a fan
much.
Attached to
a
it.
A volcano
and it's
vaporizer.
Like, it's all, yeah.
That's what
I knew. Bro?
That's what I knew. When people were dabbing and they were like, oh, you want to try this? And they're pulling out a mini blowtorch. I'm like, this is too much for me. I'm good.
Yeah, like,
if it requires a blowtorch, I'm out.
I'm good.
It's a lot.
I don't want
it's
this.
A
lot. It's too much. Like, and I don't understand what you're trying to do, because ain't you getting the same as the person who rolled up a joint?
Yo, dude, right. it reminds me of the time that our good friend Pio just started working at the radio station, decided it was a good idea to come out to an Action Bronson show to say hello to everyone, walks right. into the room, I'm with Bronson, and he goes, I'm like, oh, this is my boss, Pio. And Bronson's like, oh, man, right away, yo, hit this, Pio. Passes him a dab. The man has never done that in his life, is not a hardcore smoker, really? Nothing. And he's, you know, got to be cool. The artist offered it. So I see how big a hit he takes. And I'm like, no.
Slow-mo.
Yo, do you remember Ebro? He showed up like 6 hours late to work the next day.
Oh, he was for 2 days.
it'll almost kill you.
Yeah, so I'm not one. Like, I saw something on, I think it was maybe Wiz Khalifa's page. Some dude had he had a face mask on the end of a long pipe with a dude lighting the thing from across the room, and it was like blowing smoke
much.
Into it. Come on, guys, if you gotta hook me up to a contraption for us to have a good time,
it's
cool,
a lot.
Bro.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Cool. And anything that looks too crackish, I ain't doing that neither.
Facts. Right.
Like these long glass pipes with a torch and all. Right, come on, right, fam. Right. Yeah. Y'all looking like crackheads with this,
yo,
bro.
Pio just texted us and said, I wasn't right for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
That's not what you want.
No,
oh,
fam. Call right now. 800-223-9797. DJ Ja.
Yeah,
The building.
Oh, it's DJ Ja.
Johnny.
DJ Ja.
Johnny.
DJ Ja.
DJ Ja.
Johnny.
DJ Ja.
Now, John, I don't know if he partakes any longer, but he's the reason that Laura Stiles and Rosenberg don't like edibles.
Why?
He's a big source there, yeah.
Am I?
Well, because you,
are
you? You lied to them when I told them not to eat as much as they ate, and you had them, where were we? In Elizabeth, New Jersey.
That's right.
At a club, and Laura and Rosenberg were stuck in the corner.
Yep,
oh,
that's right.
Twizzled out of their brains.
Oh, boy.
Losing our minds. I was so paranoid.
Terrified.
Oh, it was a horrible. Oh, my God.
Oh, you guys
are
such victims. I can't believe you made me do this. I ain't forcing your mouth.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, wow.
You are grown people. You're grown adults.
I did not expect this.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Don't act like it's your first time taking an edible.
I did not expect this from DJ
John. I still remember Juanito's stupid face when he's like, take more. Go ahead.
No.
What was I saying to you guys, Laura? What was I kept saying, don't do it. Chill out. That's enough.
The edible John experience, said it was good. It's one
Rosenberg
of those things.
Rosenberg and I couldn't resist some delicious chocolate.
Right. Dang. And it's one of those things that it takes a while for you to learn your lesson. And then even when you learn your lesson, you still may gamble another time and be like, let me just see if it'll be better this time.
Can I tell you, I never gambled another time. I was traumatized. I said, never again. Nope.
Well, now that you can go to a store and they can tell you the exact dosage you're getting, you can figure out what works for you. But when people just make cookies and brownies, you are just gambling with your life.
Homemade joints?
Right.
Nah, man.
No, thanks.
It can
send
you
to another plateau.
We was high risk makers, takers. Just gambling.
What?
Right. Three cookies. Hoping you'd be all right.
Oh, yeah, you know, these cookies are good. Those cookies are strong.
Right.
What does strong mean?
Right. Wasn't no
what
measurements.
Was used in it?
Yo, one of the hustles back in college, a friend of mine was studying to be a chef. And so we used to buy pounds of like this terrible herb and then get all the oil out of it and turn it into butter. Mm-hmm. And then make cookie dough rolls. And you could buy cookie dough rolls from us for $40 and go home and bake your own cookies. Nice. So I knew that from the 90s. Like, you got to be careful. You got to, if you're going, you got to maybe take a half of somebody's cookie, a quarter cookie, and you got to wait like 20, 30 minutes and see where you at.
That's the problem. You're going to take a little quarter of a cookie and you got to wait a half. Like, fam, this is an issue.
If you want a cookie that bad, take your ass to the corner store and get you some regular cookies.
Because sometimes you take a half and they didn't put enough in it and a half hour later, nothing happened. So now you like, okay, it didn't work.
And so maybe we take a little bit more, but you better pace yourself.
See,
it's going to be a long couple days.
Yeah, I ain't with
it. No, thank
you. I like the flower, the herb.
Antoinette on the line. What are we giving away, DJ John, when Antoinette is smarter than you, sir?
A pair of three-day passes to Rolling Loud going out September 23rd through the 25th at City Field, baby. Featuring Nicki Minaj, Future, and ASAP Rocky. Visit RollingLoud.com for more information, baby.
Antoinette, what's popping? You ready to roll some loud at the Rolling Loud?
I really am.
I mean, it's going to be a good time. Just answer Laura's question super fast so you can be smarter than the DJ.
All right, Antoinette, can you tell us which singer's first single was Run It?
Oh, Chris Breezy.
Correct. Breezy. Correct, Antoinette. You got it. All right, DJ John, here's your question. In the UK, Run It peaked at number 2 on the charts. Ooh. What song was it second to?
Oh.
Was it 2006, maybe? So, Chicken Noodle Soup?
Really, in the UK, it was number 1.
I like this guess.
Okay, all right, I like it.
The answer is Nasty Girl, B.I.G. with Jagged Edge, Nelly and Diddy.
Wow.
Remember that?
Wow. Did not know that.
That's crazy.
That's a cool trivia question right there. Yo, John, you lost. But Antoinette, you win. You go to Rolling
Loud.
Yeah, baby. It's going to be a good time out there. You have a fun time. Be safe on the roads today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I have to pull over, man.
I love hearing that. Safety first. Antoinette, we love you for listening. Hang on. We got to get some info, get you right for these Rolling Louds. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Oh, my gosh. Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, another person is calling for Beyonce to change lyrics.
I can't wait for Beyonce to be like, all right, F all y'all. I ain't changing nothing. I'm trying to be nice.
I got to hear this.
All right, coming up, Flashing Lights.
Yo, man, that's how big this album is. Here we go now.
Yo, it's Cass One's birthday today, yo.
Oh, no.
It's Cass One's birthday.
You nasty, boy. You nasty. You nasty.
Happy birthday, Cass One.
You nasty.
What? I mean, that's what song he playing. I guess that's what he wanted us to sing to him.
This your birthday song? You nasty?
No. Damn, Cass. Not my birthday.
Cass One, we're seeing a whole nother side of you right now. Wow, happy birthday, man.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Another one. Hey, Cass One feeling good. It's Cass One birthday. All the Leos celebrating. Hit DJ Cass One on the socials and say happy birthday to the young Lion.
I mean, Lion season.
Big up all Leos, man. All the Leos. Y'all some good people, them.
Thank you, man. Thank you. It's a lot of us out here. People get all hype in the summertime, you know.
Shawnee, you're later on in the month. You're like the 11th or
something?
I'm the 11th.
Oh,
it's right around the corner.
Around the corner.
Around the corner.
Yeah. Leo's kind of heavy on this show.
Issa and Griff. Griff is Monday. Issa and Griff got the same birthday.
Yeah.
Yay.
Rosenberger, Leo, he already had his birthday.
He starts with me, 23rd. Napcast, then Shawnee.
Isn't Flex Bobby Trends somewhere in here this month?
Flex
too?
A Leo, yep. Bobby Trends a Leo, Young Chow a Leo,
Young R. Chow,
RPK Slay was a Leo.
Yeah, Young Chow, RPK Slay.
Oh, E.
Young
Styles.
Chow, the original Hoochie Daddy short wearer. Yo, E. Styles,
OG
yeah. Hoochie Daddy short wearer, right there.
E. Styles, yeah, yeah, Leo.
Yeah, man, it's a lot of Leos, man. A lot of Leos. Let's go. Flashing lights with the Scorpio, Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Styles.
Oh, TT Torres.
Wow. TT Torres, Leo.
TT. All right, guys. So we've talked about all the drama with Beyonce. Khalees coming at her, upset. Then, you know, community.
Now, everybody's clear that Khalees got the song wrong. Is everybody clear that Khalees originally came out and did not say it was Milkshake, said it was a different song?
Yeah.
Got it wrong.
I told you
it was Milkshake. And now they've taken Milkshake off the joint. And people didn't even realize Milkshake was in there until it was a mess, basically, is what I'm saying.
Right. Now, then, you know, reports that Beyonce decided to remove the word spaz from her song because they believe that it's an offensive term. Now, someone else is coming out and asking Beyonce to change the lyric. That will be Monica Lewinsky.
What?
Wait. From whatchamacallit?
Monica Lewinsky tweeted a Variety article that said Beyonce to remove offensive Renaissance lyric after backlash. She's like, while we're at it, Beyonce. And she put hashtag partition. Remember? In the song Partition from Lemonade, she says,
that's what I was gonna say.
Monica Lewinsky all on my gown.
Yeah.
So now she's calling out Beyonce to change the lyric.
Yeah, is that what she's doing?
Is that what she... Now, real quick, though. Is that what she's doing, or was she just pointing it out?
She pointed it out, and then when people started coming at her, she was like, yo, I've talked about this. I've been wanting her to change it. So,
yo, what? I mean, listen, of all the things, the way that your name has been dragged around, Monica Lewinsky, aren't you proud of the fact that you at least made it to a Beyonce song?
Well, so here's the other part.
There's
no activist organization tied to defending Monica Lewinsky. There isn't a group of individuals.
Same with Khalees.
Organized around Monica Lewinsky being offended. So I don't think she's going to be successful here. Basically, I'm saying she got to get her numbers up. Her numbers ain't big enough.
You got to get your numbers up.
I want to see who's at. Yo, I want to see who's at the Monica Lewinsky. Like, if they start protesting Beyonce, who shows up for Monica Lewinsky? I want to see that.
And why Beyonce? There's like a million Monica Lewinsky references everywhere. Every song.
Well, because Beyonce's the biggest.
It can't be bigger than that, though.
Beyonce's the biggest.
Yeah, come on.
That's why Beyonce.
That's your flashing light report. The time is 8 a.m. Today is a high of 89 degrees and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
All right, y'all. It is Wednesday. Y'all know how we've been getting down the last several months. Whitish Wednesday. Rosenberg has declared earlier off the air. Today he's got big plans.
Okay.
He's got big dreams. He wants fame.
I just realized I pushed myself. Pushed myself to think of big records we hadn't hit yet, and I think I came up with a bunch of slappers, including one that was suggested to me at SummerSlam. There was a fan in the crowd while we were doing the kickoff show, and she said, "You gotta play blah 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 on Whitish Wednesday," and I was like, "You know what? You're right," and she's gonna hear it today.
Let's get it.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Oh, cast one. Hit the intro, fam. Yeah, but. Shawnee even knows this now, finally.
I definitely
we think
know
he's
baseline.
Lying. He be fronting like he don't know things.
Because the baseline is hard.
Gonna fight them all. A seven nation army couldn't hold me back.
Now behind the scenes, I said this was the guards.
Yes.
Seven nation, it's the guards.
Taking their time.
Nation of the gods.
Talking to myself at night because I can't forget.
But you said Seven Nation is the name of the song. Not the group.
Behind a cigarette. And a message coming from my eyes. Says, leave it alone. Bow, 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 bow,
wow. She is bass and drums.
All right, Shawnee, who is this? Who is this band?
So come on, get it right this time.
I thought it was the gods. I thought it was, you know, Seven Nation, the nation of the gods. But you said
that's the name
song.
Of the song.
So, it's White Stripes.
It's real. Exactly.
Oh, you know, there he is.
Y'all programmed me for so many weeks. This is horrible, yo.
It's a good song. How
well,
is this horrible?
The fact that they acknowledge that they're the White Stripes means that they also know that there's Black Stripes. You feel me?
Facts. I like this perspective.
Because for White Stripes to exist, you got to have black.
You need that black. And they're acknowledging their
otherwise,
whiteness.
It's just a blank piece of paper.
Mm. And they're acknowledging their whiteness.
Exactly.
We are the White Stripes. All right. White.
All right.
Song of the Y'all
ready?
Song of the
Rosenberg
gods.
Got Rosenberg's like white. He's got some white records he's going to play today on Whitish Wednesday for the whites. It's really for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
It really
is. Gather around. It is a fun time to listen to some great music, sing along, see what you know, test trivia. Learn. A lot of families talk about sitting in cars and learning about music with their kids during this segment.
That's dope.
You know what I mean? Rosenberg, how are you beginning?
Okay.
Rosenberg?
I'm here.
What's this guy doing?
All right.
Ooh, Whitish Wednesday.
Here we go. This feels like a movie.
This guy claimed he has some hammers ready for this week.
Is this Tron?
I'm seeing Revenge of the Nerds right now.
You're always seeing Revenge of the Nerds.
That scene in the beginning with the...
Yep. I don't know if that was the beginning, but I feel you.
I think it's the end.
Oh, yeah.
It was.
Beginning of the song. Ebro, I feel like you know
ooh,
this song.
I know
already.
This one.
I know this song.
Well, as soon as I heard that little riff right there, that boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Jersey, what up?
I know this song.
You know this song?
Yeah.
I know this song.
I don't know this song.
Hey, yo.
I think I know this song.
This one of the ones.
Is it?
Yo, when I, man, if you in your car, you know the part we're supposed to sing along together.
Yeah.
It's a big group.
Cause
though,
why?
Right?
The biggest. Because I'm a cowboy.
Cause I feel like I know that screechy, like.
Hey, Shawnee.
Dead or alive.
I've heard this.
Yeah.
Is this
alive.
Like Bon Jovi or something?
Hey!
It's Bon Jovi.
Shawnee with the hitter.
He's got Bon Jovi or something.
Attaway.
Is voice. This Bon Jovi or something?
It's John Bon Jovi, right?
That's right. Jersey.
Oh. It's black, though.
It's black, man.
It's black.
I know this one already. It's black.
Well, bam, 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 bam.
You know artists, too?
Yeah. Does everybody know it?
Yeah, it's black.
Cass, you know it, right?
Absolutely. This black.
Of course.
This black. Careless Whispers, George Michael. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
There you go, see?
Let it sing. The dance floor. As the
music dies. Who's playing that saxophone, though?
Kenny G.
Oh, wow.
Nope, it wasn't. I'm lying.
I was about to say, he can't.
Anytime I hear a saxophone, it's Kenny G.
Facts.
Right.
When it really should be Najee.
It's classic. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, no, it's one of them jammy jams right here.
Yeah.
great George Michael.
All right. We mix it up a little bit.
When I first saw you.
Whitish Wednesday.
I saw love. And the first time you touched me.
Guarantee you this was a slapper in the in random clubs in Jamaica at odd times that you wouldn't expect.
Really?
You're still the one I love.
Wow. Big tune.
I know this one. Yeah. I don't remember by who.
Look how far we've come, my baby.
We might have took the long way. Canada.
Oh.
We knew we'd get there someday.
I got you.
They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together.
Yeah, that's played in a random Jamaican party.
Definitely. You can hear it. You can hear it.
Yeah.
Is this Shania?
There you go. Twain.
Shania Twain.
Oh, that is not who I was thinking.
Who'd you think of?
Celine?
Oh. No.
Ain't she Canada?
Yeah, yes, but that ain't. It's a big country, man.
You said Canada. I'm like, oh, I got this.
Celine. There's only one. Celine Dion.
Nah,
you know,
Shania, bro.
This one was very big.
Who's
for
that,
a while.
Celine?
Yeah. Oh, this is Dion. That's you know Dion.
I said,
I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
One more time.
I never liked this song that much.
But it was one of those sing alongs.
A little bit, right? I've never sang along to this song.
I can see a sea of people waving hands and stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Feel like it.
I mean, that would be the cheesiest scene in history. A bunch of people waving their hands to You're Still the One by Shania Twain. Whatever situation this is, I'm leaving. This song is called You're Driving in a Rental Car. You don't know the radio station in the market you're in. It starts playing, and you're like, all right, I'll leave this song on. That's about the extent I'm going. But I enjoy it.
You're such a radio guy. You said the market.
Yeah, sorry. Humans don't say markets. Only we do. All right, here we go.
In the market. Regular people are like, yo, I'm going to a market this weekend. Hey, now,
it's
my zone right here.
You know the Diddy version, that's what it is.
Let's go.
You know the Diddy version?
Yeah.
Okay. It's so bad.
It is.
The Diddy version is so bad. And like, I liked it, but it was so bad.
Oh, yeah, I don't know this.
Let's go.
Laura, any idea? Big band. Very big.
The biggest.
One of my favorites. It's my go-to. It's
the
one
biggest.
Of my go-tos.
Your go-to.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Laura, here's a hint. They caused Kanye to say something mean to me.
Led Zeppelin?
Yeah. And no one wants to hear about Led Zeppelin.
But is the guy singing?
That's Robert Plant, sir.
I thought it was a Uman.
You thought that was an Uman?
I did.
I could do. I could go so many Led Zeppelins back to back right now.
I know. I struggle to think about what people would know. Maybe. All right, Sean. Let's go to one. Let's go to one everybody knows.
Oh yeah. This is the you know, the tribute to Biggie, man.
Right. Everybody, and what is the song? And who is the artist?
Was is the band, right? It would be a band before the artist.
It is the
band before the artist.
Yo, this is a Stalker record. This is a Call the Police record. That was a hint.
I'll be watching.
Why are you watching people, fam? It's weird.
It's kind of hard with you not around. When you went heaven, it's falling down. I had to. But we pray for you.
I got a confession.
We read again. That's where I meet your friend.
The tribute to B.I.G. made me not like this, because I used to love this record.
Right.
It made you not like it?
Yep.
Aww.
Is this this thing?
Hey. Yep.
This thing, right?
He's in the band.
The band?
Who? I forget the name of the band.
It's the sound of the...
Police! Thank you. Yo, that's a hilarious
every. She had to give a hip hop reference for him to get it.
That's the sound of the police.
Yeah, when Diddy did this, it made sense, but this song was so big that it was almost like painful. It was almost painful to hear someone cover it.
Listen, it was a hit though. Diddy did this thing. People love it. People love it.
Love it. Love it. Love it. No doubt. All right, here we go.
TT Torres just brought some cakes for Cast One.
Ooh, TT.
Wow, I tell ya. Mama. Oh my God!
Shout out Tanta.
Yo, when this song came out, oh,
Sean, you know what?
Bermuda, Jamaica. Well, it's in Jamaica, so pick up all yard man. You know what I mean?
Pick up all yard man to Kokomo.
Kokomo. Shout out the restaurant too. Fire.
Shout out to Kokomo in Brooklyn.
You know what I'm saying? What up, Kev? I don't know the band.
Yeah, you do.
They're named after a beach.
This the Beach Boys? No, not the.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
you can hear it. You can hear it in the chorus.
Yeah.
I thought we ran through all their hits last week.
Well, this was.
We left this one out.
This was 30 years later, 25 years later.
Yo, what was the name of the Tom Cruise movie this was in?
Cocktail.
Oh, my. Yo, listen, bro.
Where is Kokomo?
Yo, listen, bro. Bring the music down.
Where the hell is
every
that?
White girl in my middle school, when that movie was out, it was like they wouldn't stop watching it, bro. And the song was on the radio all the time. It was everywhere. I hated it. I hated it so much.
Yo, is Kokomo a real place? What is it?
No.
No.
In Brooklyn.
Now it is. It's a restaurant in Brooklyn. But
so I can't think.
Prior to that, no.
I can't go down to Kokomo then.
No.
Yeah. You can't.
Let me scratch that off the list.
Scratch that.
And the restaurant, Kokomo in Brooklyn is fire, bro. The food is rocking.
Hey, Laura, do you remember the other cultural thing about Kokomo that you might appreciate? That the Beach Boys, and remember, this version of the Beach Boys is very different. There's no Brian Wilson in the group. It's a different version of the group. But they performed it on Full House with Uncle Jesse playing in the band with them.
That's so fire.
Oh, big horn.
Oh, and he's on the actual song.
Jesse's on the actual song? Stamos? Wow, Stamos is the actual drummer.
That's crazy.
Oh, boy.
Bermuda, Jamaica. Yo, big for the whole Caribbean massive right now, you know what I'm saying? Well, let me hit some horns for them, you know what
I'm
saying?
This might be the biggest Caribbean massive shout out.
Yo, all Caribbean massive.
I never heard so many Caribbean songs in one tune.
This might be the biggest reggae song of all time.
Yo, it's the biggest reggae song.
Yo, Beach Boys gentrified way before your man. Bieber, and what's the other dude? No dude?
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran and then Nikki Ficky Place.
The biggest reggae song of all time, right?
Yo, Yo, Shani, that song right there, Kokomo, really put the Caribbean on the map. It really did. All right. Here's another massive song where everyone knows the sample, but do you remember the artist?
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Me and Ebro do, of course.
The artist is tough.
This is Tupac.
Well, still I see no changes.
You know what I'm saying?
E-40 sampled this. Tupac
sampled
this.
I don't know who
this.
Sings it, though.
That's just the way it is.
It's all right.
Things are really the same. Yo, Cass, spit a birthday verse. Tupac.
Yo.
I still no changes.
Wow. Good stuff, Cass. Thanks. Thank you.
I'm not a rapper, bro. I'm a DJ.
You really landed that one, Cass.
I don't get out of my zone. I'm a DJ, bro. I'm not a rapper.
Don't get defensive. Don't get defensive.
Not a rapper.
It was trash. Happy birthday, though. Listen to the lyrics for real. Nobody knows the artist?
No.
That's just the way.
It's another song.
Question for you too.
It feels like Dave Matthews.
No, question for you.
It is Dave Matthews S, but it's Bruce Hornsby.
Way before Dave Matthews.
Gotcha.
Way. Here's my question for you though. You've never heard of Bruce Hornsby, huh?
No.
But my question is though, when it comes to the Tupac of it all. Is this Tupac's biggest record?
It's top five. Up there.
I think from how many people know it, it's number one.
Yeah,
might be.
And it's posthumous. I bet there are young people out there who don't even know he wasn't alive when this came out.
Yeah. True. I don't even know if I heard the original before because Tupac's so ingrained that I don't even know if I heard the original before him. I might have.
And it really is like the whole song plays out, including the chorus. Let me guess, Ebro hates the song.
No, I didn't hate it.
You don't hate it? No.
It was a radio hit, so, you know.
Dan Hornsberry. What's his name?
You got it. Dan Hornsberry. You got it.
No, it's Shani, don't listen to that man.
It's Dan Hornsberry. He's got it.
Stop it. It's Bruce Hornsby, man.
Oh, bro. You was gonna let me run with Dan. Like I thought I had it.
Nah, man. He was trying to set you up, bro.
It's Bruce Hornsby. This is black, man. Exactly. This is black. What you doing?
Is this the original?
Which one was playing?
So I looked. There's so many versions of this song.
Right.
Like so many. It's really hard to figure out whose it is. But this is the big one. It was the Righteous Brothers.
Okay.
And how is your name the Righteous Brothers and your wife?
Right. I was just about to say that.
And someone turn off your computer speakers. I'm hearing myself.
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Now, this was popping. This got crazy because of Dirty Dancing.
Yep. I thought it was a Ghost.
Ghost.
But Swayze. Ghost. Same way, right?
Yeah. I think we played this one before. I'm surprised y'all didn't get this right away.
We went on a Ghost run at one point.
This was the pottery scene, right?
Was That's it? Right. Big pottery vibes.
Big pottery vibes.
Big hands molding against something juicy and curvaceous together.
Come on, man.
Wow.
A whole sex scene without sex.
Wow.
Just mud.
Just mud.
Just mud.
Just mud.
Yo, how'd they do that?
I think it was clay, but we'll go with mud.
Shawnee's best lines all come out during this segment. All right, this one could be controversial. I don't know if it's white-ish, but I'm going to play it anyway.
One dream away.
Ha! Another one.
I think I'm going to have to stay.
Stay?
No. I mean a Jace.
One guy is.
One guy is. Oklahoma City represent.
This is big Latino. For some reason. Oh, well, that's why.
Mi amor,
that's why. Yo, this was ringing in the Latino households.
Wait, is this?
Is this color?
This color me bad, right?
Color me bad.
It is
that's
color
right.
Me bad. Yeah. Color me bad.
Okay, I can't get past there though. We got to stop it.
Nah,
to you got to play. That.
You got to play
the other one.
You don't
gotta
stop.
Play the other one.
You
got
to
play the black one.
You don't quit.
All right, all right.
Didn't know who
Yo, the New Jack City got to ring off, B.
You got to play.
I mean,
that.
It's the best ever.
There we go.
Still love this song.
Yo, when we heard this in the movie when New Jack City came out, everybody was like, "Who is that?"
Fire.
Hey, still fire.
Joint, when it first touched down, what?
That was a vibe.
I still love this record. I don't even think of it as cheesy. I just love it.
I love both versions.
Yeah, this one's black. It's right on a summertime day. With the Slick Rick sample. Ta-da, TikTok, yeah, don't stop.
So true. It's like built into it. You don't even think about it. All right. I got a couple more good ones.
This feels like we're going into Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit era.
Yeah.
It is
the era, or it is one of them?
It's Limp Bizkit.
I don't even know this Limp Bizkit.
Yo, it's hard. It's produced by Premier. It's pretty great.
Yo, I was about to say, this fire, though.
I don't know the name of the song, though.
Yo, isn't this? We talked to Premier about one of his
about this one
with Durst. Yeah,
you'll know the chorus. I think. You're gonna say, I know this song. Here we go.
It's my way on the highway.
All right, now the two slappers to close this thing out.
All right, Rosenberg is prepared this week.
Slap, this slap. One, I know, I brought
Whitest
it. I brought it.
Wednesday. Oh.
Shh. Ebro.
I think I know.
Laura, this is our childhood. This is our childhood right here.
I think I know the song.
I think
and
I know
artist.
This is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Here's the
hit. Artist though.
He was in he was in a video with his little kid, right?
It wasn't his kid, I read, but yes.
Oh, okay.
With the spiked hair.
He wrote the song about his kids, but it's an actor in the.
Gotcha. Cash, you know this?
Yep.
I know it too.
You know the artist?
Y'all know the artist
too?
Yeah.
You know the artist?
Rod Stewart?
Yep.
Yeah.
He was in We Are the World, right?
I think so.
I feel I'm like
wow, I'm surprised you had never played this before.
I know. Shout out to the lady who I saw at SummerSlam who was like, Rod Stewart. And I was like, oh, we never played Rod Stewart. And shout out to Jay-Z for really butchering this song. On Young
Yo,
Forever.
Yo, listen, let me tell you something.
I hate that song so
much.
I'm glad you said it.
I'm glad, because I was thinking it. And matter of fact, this song got played so much when I was a kid that I never wanted to hear anybody even use the phrase Forever Young. And so when Hove did it, I was like, I absolutely don't want this Hove thing.
And you got to be able to improve the original. If you don't improve the original... Just leave it. Although, Natalie did make me realize something interesting about Young Forever. I didn't think about the fact that at the time, that was still his nickname, was Young. I didn't think about that it was a double play. Young
Ho.
Yeah, exactly, Young Ho. Not that Young Ho. All right, now we close out.
Next, man.
That one's big, but we close out on a... Sliggity slooper slapper when it comes to the whites.
The sliggity slooper?
The whites.
I mean, the
it's
whites.
Big for the whites.
The you know, whites love this.
You know it already.
All right, shh.
Where it began.
Oh, this is
patient. You gotta be patient, Johnny.
Okay.
It's a builder.
It's a builder.
It builds. The whole thing builds.
I like the vibe, though.
I need a bathroom break. I'll be back.
Hurry up, man. And spring became about to go black.
Who'd have believed you'd come I still don't know what it is. But I like it.
Builder?
Oh, I got it.
Laura, really? I know. You heard it. I bet you heard it last weekend, Laura, when you went to the fight.
Can I say what it is?
No.
I got it.
Come on, let me hear it.
No, he could say it right now because his chorus is here.
Sweet Caroline, baby, let's go. I got it. Turn up.
Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, this feels like Vegas. Broadway. End of a movie credits.
So, Shawnee, the thing is, for some reason, this song, the Red Sox... made it their song in like the early 2000s when they got good. And now when you go to any sporting event, Laura, I'm sure you've heard this at a boxing match.
Yeah.
Before
yeah.
every
course.
Boxing match, every UFC fight, when they play mute, when the DJ plays music,
yeah.
this always plays and the entire arena hits the oh every time.
Really?
It's like a big call out record.
I didn't even hear the oh just now.
Well, and when you don't have people yelling it, it's just a little horn. I'll show it to you.
Very Sinatra right here.
You're right. This part is. It's Neil Diamond, by the way.
I know Neil.
Yo, my uncle used to love Neil Diamond.
All right, Shawnee, here you go.
His
here it
name
is.
Sound like a rapper.
Here it is. Here's the... That's it.
Got you.
I didn't hear it. It seems like it's not in this version.
Well, it's not in it.
Don't say nothing. Hold on. It's not there. What is this version?
Wait, is it in the real? I don't think it's in the version. I think that's it.
Really?
You're just used to the crowd singing it. I don't think there is in the version.
So
this is the version.
Part of it?
What? Mm-mm. It's just crowd reaction.
Oh, I thought it was part of the song.
Gas is checking. Sweet Neil Diamond, he's definitely Vegas, right?
He's pretty Vegas-y, I feel. I mean, he's not like the ultimate. He's not like Wayne Newton.
I've checked it. I've checked it. That's not the version. No, look.
You slipper, Pete.
There it is.
What was the difference?
You always didn't have that at all.
Yeah, mine had a horn.
No.
Listen, guys. Big tune for the Whites.
There it is. I just needed the horn. Sorry.
It was a big tune for the Whites.
It's big.
All right, Johnny Culture.
I didn't even know how big that song was until like 5 years ago, 6 years ago. How about that?
I think it really got much bigger in the last 20 years. I think it's one of those songs that's gained new life.
That's Young Diamond.
Whitish Wednesday.
Young Diamond.
Man, now this tune, you're going to be very familiar with it, but let's see if you know the artist.
Okay.
Everybody done heard it, but it's the original.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. I love this video, by the way. This music video is
yo.
Amazing.
The video is great. The
video is amazing.
Yo, he got the cocaine jaw, and the video is jaw.
Yeah,
he
goes.
That's about. I do. You know this one?
Oh, let's go. Hey.
You know
Melissa Morgan.
There you go.
Wow.
Lay up, baby.
Fool's Paradise.
Come on now.
Come you gotta on let this breathe, Rosenberg. Though, fam. You gotta let this breathe. Hang on. Let's go.
Peace of mind.
Who do you think you are?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
This is one that Jay-Z did right.
Right.
Well, I was going to say.
This is what Jay-Z did right.
Here we go.
What up, y'all?
Hey, paradise. Hey, it's a finger snap. Shoulder rock.
We
hey,
love it.
It's one of those.
We like,
right
yo,
here.
What we drinking? Where you want to work? What you want?
So the funny thing about this song is, had never heard of Melissa Morgan in my life, and had never heard this song in my life till Jay-Z sampled it. '96.
I think it's technically Melissa Morgan.
Yeah. Oh, see, thank you. I guess what? I wouldn't know because I was reading it off the Jay-Z record. That was, and then I love Fool's Paradise so much that I ended up loving this. But I didn't even. This was this. How big was this on its own?
It was
pretty big.
Huge. It was big.
A big New York song.
Big song. Yeah. Black. Club, like it was, right, yeah. When Jay-Z sampled it, it would play in the club here regularly. Before
it was, it was playing at that time.
Yeah, it was already. That's like, that's why he sampled it.
Yeah, I survived.
That's always
good records. Good choices, Shawnee. Good choices. Vibe.
All right, last one.
Here we go. Last one.
Shawnee Culture. It used to be one. All now right. It's three.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, it's very Shawnee.
All right, so
it's gonna end up seven, Ebro.
This is a little. No. We give it a three. This is a little more up to date. Should be easy. All right.
If you don't know this,
it's one
bro.
Of those. If you don't know this,
if you don't Bad know Boy, this. Yo, I remember when Bad Boy dropped this sampler.
Why
yo.
You giving hints?
Friendships will get ruined though. People not knowing this song.
Yo,
Well, guess what? I'm still remembering it, so give me a second.
Yo, on, it, and it was in your prime DJ days, too.
Yo, Issa, if you tuned in, this me and Issa and my ladies tuned. We be riding to this
it's
right
one
here.
One of them
drinks
right here.
Quiet conversation makes me warm.
Laura, you got it?
Yep.
So warm.
Oh, is this Summer Rain, Carl Thomas?
Yes,
right. Yeah.
Hang on, now you gotta let that breathe.
Yeah, now you gotta let this play.
Easy listening ass record.
No, yo, this joint hard.
This is such a vibe.
Hard is
in
the wrong
heart,
word.
Hey, hey,
it's,
hey, by heart,
hey,
I mean soft.
Shut up. Here it comes.
In the middle
that's one, no.
of the night when
there's no exit to the song. You gotta let it go. And then the bridge.
And then the bridge.
Come on, man.
Yo, the song is everything.
Come on.
Happy,
here we go again.
Happy summertime. Cass dancing. Happy birthday, Cass.
I love me some summer rain.
Yo, Cass is here dancing, bro.
No, I actually love it when it rains in the summer. This is my theme song.
How do you do a bachata dance to this, yo? What are you doing?
Oh, that's 1, 2, 3 kick all day. Roll a bachata to this. Y'all know I'm the king of bachata.
All the day.
Great choice, Shawnee.
Oh, you know what? Big up the listener. Let me give the listener some credit because they've been hitting me a lot. So this is Halen. Halen. Big up Halen. Halen.
Yo, that was a good one, Shawnee. Yeah. Great job, White Ish Wednesday, Rosenberg. We all love the music and get to learn together. It was a good time. Now let's get to the guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shawnee Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
Need to die.
All right. Thegurulaura at gmail.com. Send us an email with your problems. The gurus unite to guide you. Hold your hand.
That's right, that's
toughest
right,
that's times.
Right, that's right.
Shawnee Coltrane, burn the sage.
Shai cleansing the energy.
Rosenberg, lead us some breathing exercises.
And
tell us who needs our help out there.
To the mouth.
Thegurulaura at gmail.com. Thegurulaura at gmail.com. I'm struggling with myself right now in this moment because feeling very disconnected from black culture because I liked Summer Rain, but it didn't hit me the way it hit the rest of you guys. And
yo, man, yo,
felt my whiteness.
You gotta stop being so sensitive about your
just, I was like, man. I saw how much you guys were enjoying it, and I was like, I liked Summer Rain, but
you
I
had FOMO. You had FOMO.
I was like, I don't feel it the way you're
that's
feeling
summer
it.
Rain. Yeah. Nah, that's Summer Rain,
summer
bro.
Rain.
Like you were giving it the vibe I would have given. I wish you were giving Summer Rain. I wouldn't.
Nah,
give it
I wish is a tune too. Now don't play man. Around. But Summer Rain was.
Listen, I put Summer Rain behind Emotional and I Wish.
Summer Rain.
If I'm being honest.
It's a thing.
Summer Rain.
All right, focus.
Sorry, anyways, I'll recover. Thegurulaura at gmail.com. Thegurulaura at gmail. Send us your emails. They can be short and simple like this, but this will, I think, this may be the shortest email that will lead to the longest conversation.
Mm.
Good morning.
Okay.
Laura Rosenberg, Shawnee and Ebro. She didn't say Cass One, but Cass One, happy birthday. I love listening to you guys every morning. I need your advice. I was with my ex for 20 years, and we broke up 4 years ago because he was unfaithful. Now he's in a relationship with someone else. But this year, we've been messing around again, and I know he's still in a relationship. I know it's wrong, and I tell myself I'm not going to call him, but I love him. What should I do, guys? Please help.
I stayed.
You should stop. You should stop doing
that. You
should
probably stop calling him because he is in a relationship.
Right.
Oh, and he hasn't changed. Oh, and he hasn't changed since he cheated on you. Because guess what? He's still cheating on someone.
Cheating again.
Hello.
Come on, fam.
I have no else to say.
What are we doing, y'all?
What are we doing?
She loves
so
him.
Wait, so let me guess.
20 years.
She's
I want to play this out.
Validated because of their history, but
sometimes
nothing.
Sometimes you need to play it out. And imagine the conversation. If you were to have a truthful conversation later about what happened, you'd be telling your friends, hey, what happened again? Oh, well, remember we'd broken up years ago because he cheated on me? Yeah. And now all these years have passed, and we started hooking up again, even though he's in a relationship. So he went from cheating on me with someone else to cheating on someone else with me. And now I think it's a good idea for us to get serious. Like, think about how nuts you sound. About how nuts you sound.
Right. That's insane.
And just know he's looking at you a little crazy because he knows you broke up with him for cheating and now you're allowing it. So he's looking at you a little sideways.
No, he's not.
On a low.
He's looking at you like... let's do it.
let's get it on.
Yeah.
And also, don't you want to be a little bit like, aren't you turned off at all by the lack of growth? He's doing the same damn thing. 20 years. So this means, just to be clear, he's no spring chicken, right? They were together 20 years. So he's probably in his 40s, 50s, still doing this.
Right.
But Rosenberg, now why should he change? When all of the women around him clearly.
Right.
Well,
well, we don't know that his partner knows. Though. Yeah, true.
Well, his former partner knows, and he's stringing her along. So, you know.
Yeah, but this is about her, Ebro, and her choices, because she's the one who wrote
I'm just saying, you know, like his growth, when you talk about his growth, you know, it's not really even about him growing, right?
This might be
like,
who
her being turned off by his growth. It's her being romanticizing the time that they had together. And being stuck in this vortex of like, I've invested so much time and these feelings that you had 20 years ago. It's kind of like when we play, it's kind of like when we reminisce about old music, right? And we play it. And people who weren't there don't feel it. Like, they're like, what are you talking about? I don't get why this, I didn't live it.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it. She lived something 20 years ago and she's trying to get that feeling back. That first hit, that first endorphin, that first So nothing's ever going to be able to replace that thing that you had 20 years ago with somebody. Right. And she thinks going back to him is somehow going to give her that feeling again.
But it's even more recent than 20 years because they had a 20-year relationship they broke up 4 years ago.
It's been 4 years, man.
So it's she had that feeling 4 years ago.
You got to go, man.
But that's why she's still here. She's still here trying to hold on to the 24 years ago thing or whatever.
Listen, the bottom line is this. There's nothing to do about this except fade it out. A, you're a part of cheating. It's not cool. Like, it's just not. You had something done to you that hurt you, and now you're doing that to someone else. Yeah. You are the opposite of golden ruling it right now. Right. You are. This is like the Ish Brown rule. This is, I don't know. You are treating someone exactly how you didn't want to be treated.
Right.
And on top of that, you're not treating yourself well because this isn't something that could lead to something real with this guy.
Right.
So pull it together. All due respect. This is going to be harsh, guys.
Go.
All due respect. Grow up. Stop acting like a teenager. Cut it off and find yourself a real relationship. Mm. That's it.
That's it. So say the gurus.
Yeah.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We're gonna do weakness.
And Cass One, do you want to cover now what's really gonna happen?
Yeah, she's gonna keep going. You're just gonna keep it happening. Or if she gets back with him, he's just gonna cheat on her again. So, you know, you like the life. Go ahead, live it. Hit him up.
Tell him, look, he needs to tell the new girl what this is so y'all can all be happy.
Right. Okay.
No, man.
You're right, bro.
You're going to keep doing it with me, then you need to be up front with her, too, and let's just all be, you know.
You can go ahead and shatter his relationship and tell the other girl that he's sleeping with you so then you can have him to yourself, and then he could go ahead and cheat on you with somebody else. However you want to play it out is bad, but, you know, you seem to like it, so go ahead. Do your thing.
Right. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles was cracking.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, Tiger Woods turned down $800 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money, guys. Please explain to me why. Rosenberg will break it down coming up in the flashing lights report.
Connect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Thames, Nigeria in the building. Flashing Lights time, Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So Tiger Woods could have been almost $1 billion richer if he had joined the LIV Golf this year. So, and he refused. So it's interesting because this new LIV Golf is it's Saudi-backed. It's a Saudi-backed league. And they say they offered him $700 to $800 million. I'm like, oh my God, turning that kind of money down. But Tiger Woods said, you know, he didn't accept the offer and he spoke out about the new golf organization. And he basically was coming at people for taking the money and leaving the PGA Tour. He was like, I think that what they've done is that they turned their back on what has allowed them to get to this position. So explain to me, Rosenberg.
Well, I mean, it's actually pretty straightforward. So LIV Golf is Saudi backed, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, so people have issues with that, of course, issues with the Saudi government because of the killing of Khashoggi, because of 9/11 associations, for many reasons they have issues. The way people live there, yada, yada. A lot of reasons people don't like the Saudi government.
And factor in, some people are hypocrites about it because our government still, we do.
Oh, yeah, we do business with them all the time.
We do business with them every day, all day, selling them weapons to go kill people.
Everyone's actually doing business with them.
Yes.
Everyone's in business with. So if you look at your banks that you're involved, everyone's involved with them in some way. But it's deeper than that. So it's not just that part. It's the way the league itself operates that Tiger doesn't like. It's non-traditional. They don't do tournaments. They don't do 72-hole tournaments. They do 54. They only play 3 days, not four. They play music during the tournament. It's just not traditional. Your pay is not based on performance. It's just an overall lump sum of money. Whereas on the PGA Tour, you have to earn every dollar. Now, this is exactly the why, Laura. There are a lot of people who wanted the money because they don't want to have to worry about where they finish. So they got offered $50 million from the Saudis to go play and live, or they can go on the PGA Tour, where maybe they're trying to scrap together, do their best to make $3 or $4 million. You're going to go take the guaranteed millions and millions. Tiger
so basically
Woods is
LIV,
a billionaire.
LIV is the T-ball of golf. Everybody wins.
Basically. And they just want as many big names as possible. And by the way, they've been very successful in doing it. Greg Norman, the legend Greg Norman, runs it. And he got Phil Mickelson, he got Dustin Johnson, he got Bryson DeChambeau, he got all these huge names. Tiger's already a billionaire. And I think Tiger, A, thinks it's stupid and he feels a loyalty to the PGA Tour. And also, I think Tiger's brand is finally healthy and people are rooting for him. He doesn't want to take a risk like that. Like, that's my assumption.
And not only that, but when you break it down that way and just look at the competitive landscape of the way that golf is formatted, if you're Tiger... Tiger is a winner. He likes competition. He wants to win. He wants to take your heart out. He wants to make more money than you. He wants to beat you. That's what it is. When you're playing in the LIV tournament, you just get your money and you just play as a spectacle. There's no what's the competitive
incentive. Yeah.
Right.
So there's a lot of reasons I think Tiger's not into it. But either way, good for Tiger for passing up, you know, for standing on his convictions, whatever they are, and passing up the $800 million.
Right. Before I get out of here, right now, caller number 9, you can win a pair of tickets to DJ Wallace's pool party at American Dream with DJ Camilo and 50 Cent going down August 5th. So if you want to be in the building for that, caller number 9-800-223-9797. These tickets are for you. That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:55, a high of 89 today, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Lights. 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 Lights
connect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.